This is CBS, I Am the World. I'm John Batchelor. Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation takes us to the Po River Valley, where there is a severe drought. And what this means for Italy is not just a damage to the agriculture base and damage to the Po River itself, but also energy. Lorenzo, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. The Po River Valley dominates northern Lombardy region, Milan, the industrial heart of Italy, but it's also an agricultural bonanza, except for I'm looking at a photograph of the cracked riverbed of the Po River Valley. This is a consequence of the drought, and I understand your temperatures are severe. Good day to you, Lorenzo.
Good day, John, and good day to all the radio listeners. Yes, unfortunately, the situation is really very, very critical. We don't have rain over the last 120, 140 days, and we had very few snow over the winter time. So our reservoir on the Alps are really ending up quickly, also because the temperatures are unbelievable, very, very high. Yesterday, I was driving back from Genoa to Milan, and the temperature of my cruise speed control was 37 degrees, which is, just to give you an idea, 5-6 degrees higher than the average temperature of this month. So there is a very critical combination of a shortage of water, no rain, and a very high temperature. So all the cultivation that typically are cultivation grown after springtime will likely be lost. I read on newspaper that the Agricultural Association is expecting a reduction by 60-70% of the production of rice, for example, which is one of the cultivation that needs a lot of water, and the Po River is the largest supply.
The report is that what your water company is now asking mayors in 100 towns in the Piedmont and Lombardy region to reduce their nighttime drinking water supplies. So the rationing is underway. You also tell me there's damage to the Po estuary because of the Adriatic. What's happened to the fish and the habitats in the river?
Hey, this is a very critical point, John. You did catch the right point. The estuary of the Po River, which is south of Venice, is a very beautiful ecosystem area. Plenty of distinctive type of fish and vegetation. The Adriatic Sea is now entering into the estuary, and they have already invaded something like 17 kilometers into the estuary. So the salty water, of course, is going to damage very heavily this ecosystem. And this is, of course, a sort of let's say, loss of a very important ecological heritage. You know that the amount of water that typically should go into the sea at this point in time is in the order of 400 meter cube per second, and now is dropped down to 300. So it's a very critical situation. And many villages in Lombardia and also in Piemonte are now asking a reduction of consumption for all the house, and they are arranging, of course, the transportation of water by tanker. There is also another important point that we have dams over the Alps that normally use water for electricity supply, which are now asked to provide water to supply this important liquid to our agricultural needs.
Yes, the energy story. In other words, energy in the north is going to be challenged by the need to release water from the reservoirs. But we go to the energy story, which is geopolitical. The extremely successful Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi joined his colleagues, the President of France, the leader of the German coalition, and the President of Romania in Kyiv to meet with President Zelensky, calling for Ukraine to be expedited into the European Union. That event is a challenge to Moscow's depredations of Kyiv, and this appears to connect with the electricity story. Lorenzo, we have three headlines that explain the challenge to Italy for this summer as your temperatures rise. Gazprom lowers gas flows to Italy even more. The Prime Minister, Mario Draghi, is a headline, accuses Russia of lying over any gas shortfall. In other words, Russia's claiming they did not, and the Prime Minister saying you did. And also, Italy is preparing for a complete cutoff from Russian gas. Is that correct, Lorenzo?
Yes, correct, correct. Italy is pressing to and accelerate a program to become self-autonomous from any supply of any type of energy from Russia, particularly gas. But now, because of the visit of Mr. Draghi to Kiev, Russian Gazprom reduced by 15% the supply of gas to our oil state-owned oil company, Eni. Of course, this is not causing any problem because we have large reservoir of liquid gas. We have several tanks, facilities where we storage gas supply. So, according to the statement of our Ministry of Energy, there will be no critical issue regarding energy till end of this year. Clearly, the economy is doing well. People are enjoying the beautiful sunshine, taking some bath and swimming in the sea. The summer season has started much earlier than normal. So from one side, there are shadows. On the other side, there are light, maybe too hot.
The question I have right now is, what do we do in the coming months? Because the Prime Minister has already asked you to forego or do with or reduce your air conditioning. So the conditions in the city, especially for the people with limited means, is there alarm now with these high temperatures?
Well, yes, but Mr. Draghi and his cabinet already issue a decree that fix the temperature in the house and in the public offices should not be below 24 degrees. So this is an important measure to reduce an excessive use of energy for air conditioning, which is now something that nobody wants to give up. But clearly, with such kind of temperature and also the high level of humidity, you need air conditioning because, you know, it's unbelievable. It's a weather that is more typical of Africa than a Mediterranean latitude.
The pandemic, the final attention to the pandemic that has dominated our reporting for 2 years. Here, the pandemic is said to be either under control or receding. However, it is commonplace now to hear from colleagues who travel and come down with a new version of the COVID. Vaccinated colleagues, completely careful colleagues, the Omicron and its variations. Are you seeing the same phenomenon in Italy, that people one day will be in the office and the next day will stay home with a fever or exhaustion?
Well, I can tell you that this is what is happening over the last 7 days. The number of new contagios have increased quite a lot. So that means that the new version of Omicron likely are more contagious than the initial ones. What I can tell you is that the situation in the hospital is stable and, how can I say, solid, in the sense that yes, there is no increase of hospitalization. And so this is a good sign. It seems that the pandemic continues to spread across the territory, but it's a flu. Not for the people that have pathology, it remain a risk. But let's say for all the other, if they are vaccinated, is a sort of flu. No more than that.
Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation. He is in Genoa in the drought. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,